Stanley Kubrick from the Bronx and Arthur C. Clarke from Minehead, Somerset, the film director and the writer of science fiction, the two originators of the epic film 2001: A Space Odyssey. It was 50 years ago, at the beginning of April 1968, that the film had its first screenings in Washington, New York, and Los Angeles. The critics disliked it at first, but 2001 was eventually to become a huge box office hit, the most influential science fiction film ever made, and a film whose deeper meaning is still being actively debated.
Millions of years ago, before the human race existed, an adventure began.
In the beginning, Stanley Kubrick contacted Arthur C. Clarke at his adopted home in Colombo, Ceylon, asking him to come over to New York. The initial cable read, "Stanley Kubrick, Dr. Strangelove, Paths of Glory, etc. Interested in doing film on ETs. Interested in you. Are you interested? Thought you were a recluse."
Yes, so I got a letter out of the blue from Stanley Kubrick saying that he wanted to do the proverbial good science fiction movie, and did I have any ideas? And I wrote back saying, yes, I had.
Jeremy Bernstein, tape, November 27, side A.
Here's Stanley Kubrick, interviewed for The New Yorker in 1966.
In praise of Arthur C. Clarke, he is, I think, the most poetic science fiction writer.
But he's also nearly the best informed, I think.
Right. He is scientifically the best informed. His narrative ideas, I think, are the most appealing. He can take an inanimate object, like a star or a world or even a galaxy, and somehow make it into a very poignant thing which almost seems alive.
Good evening. 3 weeks ago, the American spacecraft Discovery 1 left on its half-billion-mile voyage to Jupiter.
Piers Bisoni, science writer and author of The Making of 2001.
I was 10 years old, and I went to see it with my parents. It was an intravenous experience for me, truly life-changing. When this project started out, Stanley only knew that he was interested in the idea of our future in space and the possibility of some kind of encounter with other intelligences. So he knew that if Arthur C. Clarke wrote some kind of a piece of narrative, it was going to be reliable. It wasn't going to be nonsense.
I sense that although in some ways they were kindred spirits, in other ways, they pull in slightly different directions. You know, Clarke has a very gung-ho attitude to modern technology, loves whiz-bang new things. It's credited with inventing the commercial satellite. Whereas Kubrick is always questioning, slightly dark in his attitude towards technological development.
Always there is a counterbalancing influence with Arthur C. Clarke's involvement in the film. He was a natural optimist. He thought that technology was going to improve our lives. He thought that encounters with non-terrestrial intelligences would benefit us. Stanley Kubrick's movies, of course, are known for their pessimism.
A shrieking monolith, deliberately buried by an alien intelligence, starts man on a mission half a billion miles into space.
At first, the two men considered six of Clarke's stories, but by May 1964, they'd settled on one of them, The Sentinel, about the discovery of an alien artifact, a sort of cosmic fire alarm, on the moon's surface. The story had been written many years before and had been entered for a BBC short story contest, which it didn't, in fact, win.